Welcome aboard. This is Captain Eber, and we're going to be out of Kalispell, Montana, heading toward Havre, but going through Glacier Park. So it's a Glacier Park International Airport, and let's step into the cabin of the ship. It's going to be pretty noisy. You won't be able to hear me for quite a while here, I think. I'm going to be making some adjustments, but anyway, let's give this a try. Okay, let's see how this goes now. Step inside the B-17 at Kalispell, Montana. I don't know whether or not you can still hear me here, but we're going to be revving up the motors here in a moment. We're going to contact the tower and Sonia. Run the radios for me over runway 2. I'll be heading north, 020. And Sonia? It over to you now, contact ground, and request departing straight out, or just to depart north and be more specific.
Glacier ground, line 6969, ready to taxi, north departure, lift 2, yes.
Line 6969, taxi to the hold short of runway 2, continue to taxi, runway 2, contact tower on West Chan, 4.551, ready.
Taking off now, we're looking good.
Thank you.
beautiful scenery here that our creator has made for us to enjoy. Lots of the river down there, the canyon walls, passing through the cloud formations. And we are on a heading, I believe, through Glacier Park. I'm not going to stick by the strict index there that they want me to do, but what's our... We're at 5,000 feet. Now, probably need to climb a little more. They'd like us to be at Angel's 11,000 feet. There's a road coming up on our right of what is that, Flathead Reservoir, and rivers. Yeah, I'm kind of... I'm familiar with Glacier Park. I came up here to check it out and have a view of the scenery. We've got a grand on the starboard side there, the right. We just passed a grand cliff and kind of parallel to it right now. Watching the GPS display to make sure I stay on the track somewhat anyway. Oh boy, yeah, off to our right now. Here we go. What is this? Is this Lake McDonald? Perhaps coming up in the town of Apgar at the National Park headquarters. So I'm going to make a little dipsy doodle to the starboard side here. Right wing tip pretty close to the cliffs there, but not that close. And that's looking good. Let's go over what I believe is Lake McDonald, but I can't be certain. And the beacons are flashing on the ship quite well. There's a river coming out of McDonald there. I don't know where Going to the Sun Highway is. I forgot the name of the largest mountain there that we were heading for. Going to the Sun, I suppose. But it's certainly not here yet. Just at 7,000 feet, excuse me. How's it going there, Sandra? Anything to report? Request a flight following, please. From the co-pilot.
Logan Center, Airport 2. Turn going 1-1 miles east of the glacier. Request flight following.
Airport 2, Logan Center, 16811.
Please acknowledge.
Clock 16811, Airport 2.
Airport 2, radar contact 12 miles east of Glacier 7400, Air Delta 102, Niner, Niner 2.
So they see us. Please acknowledge.
Copy, Air Force 2.
So we're Air Force 2, by the way, if you haven't figured that out. Oh, we're going through some beautiful scenery. I've got to check it out. So enjoy the flight. Down a little bit into the lake. Angel's 8. Angel's 8 right now is our altitude. Praise Yahweh for all these creations, I say. Only about 120 knots. That's enough to keep us airborne. Had to mute the lights in the cabin here. The cabin lights so I can see. Now we're Angel's 9, so we're leveling off here. Back off those motors a little bit more. All four motors. The landing gear I see is up. And very good.
Mooney 608. Climb and maintain 17,000. Climb and maintain 17,000. Mooney 608.
Okay, let's take a turn to port here. Catch some more. Oh, there we go. Yeah, now we're getting into the real scenery. Snow-covered peaks. And, caps and peaks here. Oh, yeah, some real rugged scenery. Yeah, that's good. Check my GPS while we're skewing over here.
Orbit 7144. Climb and maintain 16,000.
Climb and maintain 16,000. Orbit 7144.
Good scenery here at the National Park. I intend to come back here.
Norway Center, landmark 8668. With you, flight level 350. Landmark 8668. Salt Lake Center, roger.
Our heading is 311, so we're northwest. I like the area here.
768, contact Seattle Center on 123.905. Going to 123.905, Cessna 768.
Leaving the lakes behind now. Yeah, what I believed was Apgar, and heading north towards Waterton, but leaving behind Lake McDonald now. And a smaller lake off to our west. I haven't checked the map here that much. I only spent a couple of hours on preparation at the most. Flying over these cliffs.
Cessna 976, contact Seattle Center on 123.905.
That's awesome scenery.
123.905 for Cessna 976.
We won't be able to complete the flight due to time restrictions here. We're heading right for a lake now in the clouded valley. We're actually trying to perform this in the early summer, very early here, but the snow has just melted, so there's still quite a few cloud formations hanging around here. A few threats of thunderstorms, of course, as they're always bad, but we don't want to run into a invisible cliff through the fog here. The fog is just below us. I think we're high enough here to clear now. We're in Angels 9, practically, and should be heading for those highest of the glacier Rocky Mountain peaks in northern Rocky. There's quite a difference there because they're quite pronounced. Oh, there's Going to the Sun Mountain off to my right with a kind of slide back and forth here. Probably bothering some campers down below there with our loud Pratt & Whitney engines or...
Salt Lake Center, Cessna, November 31352, with you, 13500. Cessna, November 31352, Salt Lake Center, roger, current altimeter 2992.
Yeah, we may have switched those motors.
Salt Lake Center, Cessna, November 31352, 8 miles west of 904, request IFR. Cessna, November 31352, is cleared to Missoula Airport as filed, squawk 3015.
That's good now. We may have switched some of those engines out with the General Electric. And I hope you can hear me okay today on this broadcast. It's a little too dark here in the cockpit to read any scriptures. I was going to read Psalm 107, and I could give it to you. I could tell you what they are as we fly over here. I can see that much from my pilot's card. Psalm 19:1. Oh boy, getting into some real mountains here. I'm going to have to throw on the power, I think. Psalm 89:5, closer to 89 there. Especially verses 2 to 11 in the 89th chapter. Psalm 104, verse 2. 1 Chronicles 16:26 and 31. Psalm 16:26. excuse me. I meant 1 Chronicles 16:26 by Psalm thing. I'm sorry. 1 Chron. 2 Chronicles, probably 2:16 and 6:18. Heavens, and the earth cannot contain him. I think that's what that says. And Deuteronomy 10, 14. Also, Nehemiah 9, 6. A little side trip, Jeremiah 10, 12. But don't make Jeremiah your last stop. You should make the Psalms or Chronicles, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, your last stop there on that tour. As we're heading is right there, due north. 359. I need to look around. Excuse me while I get away from the mic here. Looking to the east, starboard. Captain's in my cabin there. And we buzz around to look at the west side. Due north now, 360. I'm a little off the flight path, off the index. I look on the GPS. Well, we're picking it up pretty solidly, pretty steady and accurately. We're just off to the east of the flight path by 20-some miles. So that puts us right in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. All right, yeah, let me see if I can...
Runway Center, Learhead, November 37616 with you. Learhead, November 37616. Salt Lake Center, roger.
And I think we're looking through a big crack in the formation below. I think we're looking at the eastern lake there of Glacier Park, which, sorry at the moment, I'm indisposed here. Pick it up on the map for you, maybe. In the dark. Maybe there. I thought I saw the word hungry. St. Mary, frowning. We're heading up to Babs. We're heading up to Logan Pass, first of all, is what we're doing. And then Babs and down in that area. So it's all, we're way up here at Angel's Tent now. We can back off some more on those nice General Electrics or Westinghouses or whatever we stuck in there. The last time we had an overhaul and retrofit there. And this nice B-17G, it's wonderful that our Creator has allowed us to get out here.
Landmark 3459er, descend and maintain 7,700.
Earth Angels 11.
Maintain 7,700, Landmark 3459er.
Angels 11 there, as I check out the scenery right underneath us, just a lot of good rocky green. Rocky scenery, not too many trees amongst there, a lot of brush, ice, snow, rugged peaks. I could be going to the sun there. It was, coming right over this lake now. But, let me see here. Yeah, that goes out of the park. I don't know, Lake Havasu, or no, that's that's what, Southern Utah or something. I don't want to go out of the park. I was just the goal was just to fly around the park, the mountain peaks here, and I'm going to take a swing to the port side now and get those engines there to kick us on over in the ailerons, the elevators, and the thingamajigs, and the whatchamacallits, and so on, and get us to get back here within the park area where it's Rockies, quite pronounced, and then just all of a sudden you're out of it. You're out into the desert. Oh boy, some nice icy lakes down there below, and this big. Let me see if I can change my focus. See the icy lakes and this big meringue down. Big circle. Wow. Yeah, that's good. This is good scenery. I should have videotape this. There'd be no way you can watch it because you have to have a certain program, but you'd be able to do it. And most people don't have this. Well, flight sim. The reason I do this is not because it's a game or a toy.
3459er, turn right heading 270.
The beauty of it.
Turn right heading 270. Landmark 3459.
The beauty of the creations. You're looking right into the caldera of a giant volcano right now that's green in there. And it's grown up already this early in the year. Even though the date in this file will show 4 months later than that. It's great to be here in the park. And, let's see if I can get you something here anyway to listen to. Let's see, our heading is, we went back south, actually 163, so trying to pick up some more of these features. High peaks. Yeah, we're at Angel's 10 and we're clearing all these peaks that seem to be pretty level. At one time the flood covered all of this back in Noah's time there. And there we're at. Well, let's do that then. Okay, straightening out. My heading is east again here, so that's probably good for that, but I need to get you something to listen to. And that will be just fine. I should have filed an IFR, and you would have told me which way to turn and all that, but for a visual flight, that's good enough. It at least shows me the directions that I should be turning here, even though I'm not interested.
Landmark 3459er, turn right heading 285.
Alright.
Turn right heading 285. Landmark 3459er.
Let's go to First Chronicle 1626. Right over those mountains there, that's really nice. Okay, I'm picking up the scenery. Okay, 1626, 1623 in Chronicles, David's psalm. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation, declare his esteem among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim, for all the Elohim of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Power, esteem, and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people, give unto Yahweh esteem and strength. Give unto Yahweh the esteem due unto his name. Bring an offering and comfort before him. Praise Yahweh, the beauty of pureness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved.
Tower on 1, 4.55,
landmark 3459. Gonna speed up a little. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let man say among the nations, Yahweh reigneth. That was from Chronicles chapter 16. In the first book.
Orbit 3444, contact Seattle Center,
Psalm 89, the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh, who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yahweh? Yahweh is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahweh, sovereign of hosts, who is a strong Yahweh like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? You rule the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, you still them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one is slain. Thou hast scattered your enemies with thy strong arm. Beautiful scenery below. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name.
Roger.
Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. We will cry unto him in verse 26, Thou art my Father, my Sovereign, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. In these songs about the Messiah, the Messiah who was to come and die for our sins on the tree at Calvary. You can also see Psalm 19, the heavens declare the esteem of Yahweh, the firmament shows his handiwork. And Psalm 104, verse 2, and so on. But we have to fly right now. We just fly right out of the recording studio and into your living room, and then head for the happy dreams. Pray that Yahweh, through Yahushua Messiah, will bless us tonight or today, wherever you might be, whatever country, and thankful for your tuning in here to this flight, this broadcast with Stephan Yah, the captain here at the helm of this B-17 in Glacier Park in America. And our website, of course, yahweh.name. The email is stephanyah@yahweh.name. Shalom and good day.